So yeah, I don't mean to label every last lawyer on the planet as a bar bunny, bar cat, you know. But this whole lions of the bar thing, fake testimonials, I don't buy into it. You know, I'm hoping there's a few a few fellow canines, maybe even wolves, out there in the legal sector, or sharks, or even piranhas, to cut these fools to pieces. In the murder lawsuit and attempted murder lawsuits. So, I'm just trying to do this chronologically as best I can. So yeah, I was back in jail after the mandamus, and I had a pending transfer to Napa State Hospital. And I asked Becky to file the follow-up mandamus motion, and the courts just ignored it. And they just, you know, deep six all the records. Or they don't even keep records. They don't even abide by the laws on typesets. You know, I picked up tidbits of info from other prisoners working on things like, you know, demanding minute sets and stuff. You have to figure this stuff out bit by bit when you're in there in those like transfer cells talking to people and, you know, figure out, you know, who else is the public defrauder fucked over, and, you know, kind of gather your intel. And just pray and strategize and do your best to, you know, come up with something. So lethally serious business, cannabis legalization, real terms, maximum security psych wards, life in prison without parole, complete with beatdowns and ass rapes, everything in the book. So yeah, I don't remember how many months it was they had me in that cell before transferring me to Napa, but I was still doing the best I could, and, you know, I was talking to people, you know, my contacts. Yeah, I had another friend in there named Gift from Berkeley. He knew Kamala Harris in high school, another bar bunny who, you know, a fucking whore who sucked, you know, whatever. She had sex with the right people to get the VP spot. Dirt on Kamala Harris, group sex gangbang at UCLA, a scandal that was entirely covered up by the mainstream media, Democrats. And yes, another one at Berkeley after that. I believe it. I think he's credible. You know, some people want to criminally defame others as being conspiracy theorists or not credible, you know, because they've had one psychiatric arrest or they've been in jail for even a day. But I think Gift's intel might have been credible. You know, we talked about other things like Tim Cook, CEO of Apple. I won't go into that now because I'm on an iPhone. Yeah, these things are secure encrypted, and it's a little harder for them to shut me down. But yeah, I know a little bit about Tim Cook and Steve Jobs. Let's just say suspicious death at age 44. Or however old he was. Eventually they came to take me to Napa, and I didn't go without a fight. I did a little Bruce Lee, be like water. When they came for me, you know, she buzzed me in the morning, like 5 a.m. in that cold cell under my little blankie. Gilbert, pack your things. You're going to Napa. So, you know, I did my best to send off all my final notes and strategies and, you know, numbers to call. And I dumped as many cups of water under the floor, under the cell door as I could when they came for me. So hopefully they would slip and break their necks. They came for me. There was like, you know, 5, 6, 7 of them. And they had a pneumatic rifle. And when they came to drag me to Napa, I was yelling at them. And so they opened my door and they had the pneumatic rifle pointed at me from a staircase like 40 yards away. And I got out my bed mattress. So there was a huge puddle of water in front of the door. And I had my bed mattress and he was firing like spitball pellets at me, like non-lethal ammunition. Okay. And those things were going thwack, thwack, thwack off the mattress. And like one of them, one spitball from a pneumatic rifle at like 40, you know, I don't know if it was 40 yards, but it was a considerable distance. One of those grazing your forearm will leave a massive welt, not a massive welt, but let's just say a very, stinging bruise. So, you know, they finally broke down my defenses, ran into the cell, started beating me down, you know, punching me in the head, massive amounts of blood, choking me, you know, doing like jiu-jitsu moves, like grappling moves and choking and a bunch of them. And, you know, they took me out and they had a spit mask on me and, you know, they put me in a wheelchair and like, and sewed me up and they dragged me off to Napa. And, yeah, I don't know if that's all I have energy for right now. You know, yeah, you don't want to go to Napa, you know? Yeah. You know, this whole thing about, toxic poison, pharma bunny quack, geek sorcerer pills that cost 1 cent to manufacture and are billed to insurance and taxpayers at over $35 each. Whereas cannabis is labeled as a drug, you know, it's not exactly a little kid's game for hipsters. And if you think you can just jump on the bandwagon after this is all sorted out and have credibility and make money, you know, without contributing money or legal strategy to the cause, you know, get fucked. I don't give a fuck about you. UBI is also ultraviolet blood irradiation. They stole my blood at gunpoint at Napa State Hospital in little vials that they give to vampires. It's a vampire feeding business. And, so, yeah, if you're in the cannabis industry or in the legal profession and you want to get in on this, I don't expect you to be, like, super hardcore. I don't expect you to fight. I've had my ass kicked. I got my ass kicked by a vampire, big time. And I've had my ass kicked by other humans, not only police, but other humans. I'm not an invincible fighter, okay? Yeah, life just doesn't work like that. But I did break a witch doctor's leg in combat while double cuffed in the attempted lethal injection. You know, I can fight a little. And if you give me with my pneumatics weapons in the computer systems, you know, I'm pretty well fortified. You know, they already tried to come and get me again. They issued a warrant for me in Sacramento and had some idiot, sending me texts, trying to intimidate me and get me to just meet me, just sit down. We just want to talk to you. You can't even talk to these cocksucker motherfuckers. Yeah, we just want to talk to you. It's all a ruse. It's all a ruse to pump you full of poison. So, CC lost his life in the struggle over the WOW space fleet and legalized cannabis and hemp thermoplastics. Hopefully we'll get a legal settlement. You know, I'm in it for the money. I'm a capitalist. You know, I try to be the best combination I can of capitalist and quote unquote humanitarian. But yeah, the definition of humanitarian is kind of, let's just say, flexible. You know, Sun Tzu said the definition of humanitarian is eliminating as many enemies as you can as efficiently as possible to avoid harm to yourself and others in your nation and avoid the rights of others being trampled down, right? Sun Tzu also had some pretty good advice about gaining intelligence, which I'm not going to give out here. You'll have to actually, you know, read a book like The Art of War if you want to figure it out and apply it to your life. Gandhi, you know, he was a peacenik, you know, turn the other cheek. Jews should just march joyously into the ovens of the Holocaust. Yeah, I'm not so sure. You know, I'm not all for getting incinerated. But, you know, Gandhi did contribute a good quote or two. Be the change you want to see. So if you want to see change, if you want to see every last nonviolent offender released from prison immediately, and start hammering the government with amicus briefs and amicus curiae. This site is organized to do it strategically, cost effectively, and, you know, high level tech savvy. And you can get in. There's an old adage, to the victor, go the spoils. I think it's a highly deceptive maxim. I would say to the victors. Victors with an S, victors plural. To the victors go the spoils. If you want to get the spoils of war in the cannabis industry and make unlimited amounts of money and political influence, you best do something to contribute to this cause, because there ain't nothing else out there, baby. You can look around at all these geeks in their Sunday suits in the cannabis industry who've probably never even taken one hit of cannabis, playing at cannabis and pretending to be advocates, okay? I'm not saying everybody has to be a hardcore cannabis warrior. It's just really not practical for everyone. And, you know, it's just not realistic for most people to actually physically fight over cannabis. I understand that. But you can definitely use email forwarders. You can definitely click that read receipt button. And yes, you can definitely contribute money. Even with all my resources and intellectual property, I do not have, you know, let's just say I don't have a lot of money in my bank account. I don't keep a bank account. I only keep a PayPal account because the states are $21 trillion in debt, in large part due to cannabis prohibition. You know, these paper pushing geeks in the government are murdering people for cannabis industry. For pulp, timber industry, political interest and lobbying. It's big money cutting down trees and killing the environment and falsely imprisoning people and making $500 per day per prisoner illegally incarcerated. It's big business. It's big time, baby. And if you can't send a fucking email around, get fucked. When the shit really flips and cannabis is legal, there's only going to be a few brands out there with any credibility. There can be no government oversight. The government is proven as geeks who want to poison people. You know, it has to be unlimited rights to grow anything, that's natural, and fair consumer feedback ratings. I think my Five Fireballs logo rating system is by far the best, but I'm not going to claim that. You know, I don't want a monopoly on anything. I just want the most credibility, you know, and anybody's welcome to make money under my brand. You know, it's just a rating system, and, you know, a tech-savvy cannabis business where, you know, consumers, right after they smoke the weed on their in the park, they can get on the mobile phone and just slide their finger up and go, yeah, this cannabis is five fireballs. So you get the picture. Be in contact. jesse@wowz.com. If I don't respond back, find another way to contact me. I have no idea which one of my communications are getting through and which ones are getting blocked. This cyber communication strategy is not a little joke. There's so many different ways messages can be scanned with AI and censored or deleted or spam foldered, whether at the national switch level, whether in your Gmail account, or even on your own web server with like an open source thing, geeking your emails based on political interests right to your spam folder. So yeah, find a way to be in contact if you want to get in on the cannabis. It's way too big an industry for one person. It's, you know, Microsoft made like 21,000 millionaires in under 20 years. The cannabis industry can probably make 50,000 millionaires. It's big business international. And when we break the government with the nuclear torpedo mandamus from Jesse Gilbert and collaborator with the K, Christopher Crosby, you know, we're going to try to open borders, postal mail orders for cannabis global. I think it's potentially doable. Great Silk Road 5.0 style, if we'll call it that, whatever it's called. But Great Silk Road was from Genghis Khan and the Mongols. And so is my Fireball logo, an open source element from the Mongolian flag, modified for differentiation. And besides, you cannot trademark national flag works, just like the Nazi swastika, which was also a Tengri symbol. See, you're learning something new every day from Jesse Gilbert. You're getting accurate legal information and accurate historical information. And don't let historical revisionist, slide on criminality and criminal defamation. Criminal defamation with intent to murder is not a little baby boy's tongue waggers game.